Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Some of our DUI units were fighting with a guy, and it had been raining, and there were puddles, and I was the second one on the scene, and we started wrestling the guy. Went into the puddle, and after they'd already sprayed him, needless to say, I got pepper spray on the nether region.
Oh no.
I got introduced to pom-poms through another law enforcement officer in Orlando, and he said, you got to check this place out. Plus, it was pretty close to my house. Mm-hmm. So just became a regular customer, and if they were busy or something, I'd answer the phone and take orders over the phone.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and new episodes will automatically download, and then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured interview is with Tom Woodard from Pom Pom's Tea House and Sandwicheria.
We talked to Tom about the craziest arrest he made when he was a deputy sheriff and how he came to own the only other Pom Pom's after the original spot in Orlando.
We have a great show, so stick around. So we all know that Anada, restaurant and wine bar that is, has fantastic food, specials, cheese and charcuterie, and we've talked about that and could go on all day long. But did you know that they have a fantastic happy hour every single day, not just Monday through Friday, but every day that they're open from 4 to 6 p.m., they have $3 beer, $3 select white and red wines. And then they also run other specials on Tuesday all day. It's half off of salads, half off of pastas, and half off of flatbreads. And on Sunday Funday, from open till close, it's half off wine bottles under $100. They have music nights on Monday and Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. And they have fantastic wine, and they're almost always at great price points. But they do have, if you'd like to bring your own bottle, you can, for a corkage fee of $25. Per bottle, as long as they do not sell that same vintage. So if you have a particular special wine that you have been saving for a special occasion, probably at a higher price point because it would be silly to pay $25, this would be a good time to use that.
Anada Restaurant and Wine Bar is open at 4 p.m. every day. They are located at 300 Beach Drive in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg.
You really must go to Anada.
You are back with Kevin and Lori, or as we're sometimes called, Kevlo, on the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. Our guest today is the owner of Pom Pom's Tea House and Sandwich Area in the Grand Central District of St. Petersburg, Florida. Please welcome Tom Woodard to the show. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome.
So
I have a question first. How do you say it? Is it Sandwicheria?
Sandwicheria.
Okay. You said it wrong.
I did?
You did.
Close enough.
So I said it right. I have my own pronunciations for words.
He said area. Yeah. We were talking about this before you got here.
All right. You'll say it next time.
Okay.
So I am breaking one of our rules for the podcast because I don't want to have somebody here to interview when I have not eaten your food yet. But what happened is... We had a last-minute cancellation for the person we had scheduled for today. They had a family emergency, and you graciously filled in on last-minute notice.
Yes.
So we're going to fix this, and right after we're done, we're going to go have lunch at Pom Pom's.
Awesome.
And I imagine it's great from the reviews I've seen. You know, you guys have a huge fan base. Whenever somebody post in our group, like, hey, where can you get a good sandwich? Pom-poms comes up all the time.
Over and over.
You guys have pretty extraordinary sandwiches, too. They're
Absolutely.
Not small.
No, they're not.
And you won't find them anywhere else. But before we get into the details on that, let's learn a little bit about you. You were previously a sheriff's deputy in
right.
Orange County.
Correct.
And a big customer of the first pom-poms in Orlando.
Yes.
So before you were crazy enough to get into the restaurant business, you have any good stories from law enforcement?
Like
craziest arrest?
Some of our DUI units were fighting with a guy, and it had been raining, and there were puddles, and I was the second one on the scene, and we started wrestling the guy. Went into the puddle, and after they'd already sprayed him, needless to say, I got pepper spray on the nether region.
Oh no.
Oh, that's horrible.
I think everybody else did too, so we all had to leave to go and change clothes after the arrest was completed.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
no. My pee-pee hurts. My pee-pee.
That one could, I was going to say silliest arrest, but that one might qualify for that too.
Yeah, good.
So, how many pom-poms are there?
There are two.
Just the Orlando location and here, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what made you decide to go into the restaurant business from being a sheriff's deputy?
Well, when I was in high school, I left regular high school and went to commercial foods and culinary arts school. Still while in high school, mm-hmm. and I've always loved it, but law enforcement was in my blood, and that's where I chose to go.
Mm-hmm. And what made you decide to make the switch?
I missed some of it, and I loved pom-poms, and I needed to do something after retirement, so that was my choice.
Gotcha.
And how did you come from Orlando to St. Pete?
Well, my grandparents and great-great-aunt had houses on Anna Maria Island, so I love mm-hmm. the golf and the fishing and stuff, but haven't had much time for that since I owned a restaurant.
Right.
And I wanted to be somewhere closer to the area, and Anna Maria is a beautiful place, but it's just not great for a restaurant. It's very reliant on tourists.
Right. So when did you actually move to St. Pete?
5 years ago.
Okay. And pom-poms opened when?
4 years ago.
Nice.
It took me a year to remodel the building and get all the permits and stuff going.
Yeah, that was early 2015 that you opened, right?
March, mm-hmm. yes.
So that was the intent when you moved here, is you're going to open a pom-poms.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you'd retired from law enforcement, but how many years were you in that?
29 and a half with the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
That's a good amount.
Yeah. So Palm doesn't have any other locations. Did she just kind of create this for you? How did that come about?
We had been friends for years. I got introduced to pom-poms through another law enforcement officer in Orlando, and he said, you got to check this place out. Plus, it was pretty close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So just became a regular customer, and if they were busy or something, I'd answer the phone and take orders over the phone or bus a table or whatever, just because, you know, they were friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and as you said before, you even previously had an interest in food and restaurants.
Yes,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's not really a stretch. It was just kind of waiting its turn.
I grew up a lot with my great-grandmother, and she was a great cook, so I learned a lot from her. My mom was a full-time working mom, and so I spent a lot of time with her, and I started cooking my own breakfast at probably 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. I'm similar. I was maybe about 8 or 9, and I would make myself fried eggs almost every day before I went to school.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I did that, but I don't remember. So.
You had cereal.
No, I don't think I had that either.
I love cereal. I eat breakfast all day long.
Do you?
I do. I love it. Doesn't matter what time of day it is.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of breakfast also. And you guys are open for breakfast.
Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
From 11 to 4?
Yes.
Right.
Now, during that time, do you also serve your regular sandwiches?
Right. Okay. When we have brunch, we have our full menu. Okay. So you can have anything you want.
Nice.
Yeah. And then you also have, so there's lunch and then early dinner on Sunday through Wednesday. You close at 6, 5 on Sunday. And then Thursday through Saturday, you close at 9.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
So what I was trying to get at earlier that I didn't really I guess I didn't say it right. Does Palm have any plans for any other locations besides here? Or,
you know, there's always something in the fire with Palm.
Right.
So she just did Guy Fieri's grocery game. And they've got some other things working on in the background that I don't know about, and some I do, but I can't really say.
Gotcha.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and get more into the yumminess of pom-poms. Yes.
Okay.
We will be right back. Keep on moving. One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat.
I must admit, when Buya Ramen opened nearly 2.5 years ago, I wasn't really all that excited. I really couldn't understand how a restaurant could survive serving just ramen. Boy, was I ever wrong. Of course, all I really knew about ramen was the packaged grocery store noodles that I ate on for really cheap in college. I did not understand that ramen is really a thing. A big thing. Kevin is the lover of all things soup in our household, and he was determined to introduce me. I'm so thankful he did. The broth has a complexity that you can't understand until you try it. It has to cook for hours and hours, and for some, nearly 24 hours, to obtain all of the complex layers. But Buya isn't just about ramen. It is a hip, upbeat environment meant for unwinding and socializing, with housecrafted cocktails, a large selection of Japanese whiskey, and izakaya too. Buya is located at 911 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete, and is open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Do ya, Buya?
We are back on the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast with Tom Woodard from Pom Pom's Tea House and Sandwicheria. Did I say
good
it right
job,
that time?
Yes.
Sandwicheria.
Sandwicheria.
It's kind of got a Spanish flair to it.
So the way you guys describe yourself is East meets West with themed gourmet sandwiches, plus a unique blend of authentic side salads and a wide variety of loose leaf teas and a delicious array of sweets to tantalize your taste buds. As we were saying, they're quite unique, large sandwiches that you won't find anywhere else. And the few that you feature on the homepage of your website, there's the Spicy Elvis, banana, bacon, strawberry jelly, cayenne, and peanut butter. I might do that.
It's worth it.
Ham and salami, definitely. That's more of on the more, I guess, quote, normal side. Ham, salami, mozzarella, basil, tomatoes, and watercress. And now this one came up yesterday. We were in our Facebook group, and somebody posted, where can I get a really good turkey sandwich? And I'm thinking, like, who posts that?
Right.
Like, right. Just make it. Make one or
but
something.
They wanted a hot turkey sandwich. It wasn't just a turkey sandwich.
But then everybody said pom-poms, Mama Ling Ling's Thanksgiving. It's a sandwich with turkey, gouda, stuffing, ginger cranberry chutney, mashed potato, cream cheese, and a side of gravy.
Wow, that is Thanksgiving in one sandwich.
And you need a nap, just like you do on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, I might have to have that one a different day then.
So is your menu exactly the same as Pom Pom's in Orlando?
Yes, it is.
There's no
difference.
Interesting, good. What's your favorite sandwich on the menu?
Mine is the Fu Manchu, the number 16. It's got the hoisin pork, goat cheese, arugula, onions, which I don't get on mine, and cranberry chutney.
Nice. That sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, don't get that. I'm getting it.
Okay. Whatever.
You can split it. They're big enough. Trust me. Usually we tell people to get a couple sandwiches, cut them in four so everybody can taste something different.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can get any sandwich on sourdough, whole wheat, seeded rye, or pumpernickel.
And we also have very good gluten-free bread and whole wheat wraps.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
You can also do one piece of pumpernickel, one piece of rye, and make it like a swirl rye.
Oh, that's cool.
We do anything.
I never thought of that. Oh, that is a good idea.
If you like rye.
So besides sandwiches, you offer soup, salads?
We do a different soup every day, all made in-house, mm-hmm. different beautiful salads. Any sandwich can be turned into a salad or a wrap and vice versa.
Nice.
And what is the size of the place? How many seats do you have?
About 50.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's decent.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's a small little place, but we can pack them in sometimes.
And the teas, what's the selection we have there?
Probably most popular is the kiwi pear mixture. Palm mm-hmm. actually went to Canada, made some of the combinations herself, and mm-hmm. so we get our teas from Canada.
So where did she come up with the ideas for these sandwiches? Were they in her family, or did she...
Just comfort food. Mm-hmm. When she was in New York working at Nobu and a couple of other large restaurants up there, mm-hmm. after work they would go to the sandwich shop next door, and that was their comfort time after work. Uh-huh. So she just said, you know, this is comfort food.
Right. Interesting.
With East meets West. And
yes. Right. Palm is Thai.
I figured Thai it sounded like, yeah, that she was.
Yeah, and Nobu, in case anybody doesn't know, is De Niro's place.
That's right.
Along with the chef Nobu.
Right. Correct.
And she also worked at Lucky Chang's.
Oh, did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When did she move to the States, and how long has the Pom Poms in Orlando been open?
You know, I don't know when she moved to the States exactly, but she was pretty young. Mm-hmm. And the Pom Poms in Orlando has been open 14 years now.
Nice.
When I checked to see when you opened here in St. Pete, I found a Tampa Bay Times article that Laura Riley penned, just listing, here's all the new places opening in 2015. And I'm not going to list them. I don't remember half of them. But I remember reading that there were a handful that opened in 2015 that are no longer around.
Right.
But you guys seem to be doing really good.
Well, we've struggled. The red tide and the hurricane really, really hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
As it did everybody else, mm-hmm. because, you know, if we don't have our tourists, our people aren't working and they can't afford to come to Pom Pom. So,
right.
You know, it was a big sting for a lot of businesses.
Right, right. It's important to make sure you have that loyal fan base of customers that are here year round.
Right. Our locals.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't come up with that word.
It's okay.
But yes, it's very important for every restaurant. So it seems like you have a pretty big fan base, though.
I do have a pretty big fan base. I can always use more,
of
though.
Course,
you know that.
Of course.
And also, since we mentioned breakfast earlier, that you and I, Tom, are big fans of it. Laura, you have the breakfast menu over there.
Right.
Let's see what some of the breakfast items are, because there's probably other people listening that are big fans of breakfast like we are. So we have the sumo, like a sumo wrestler, two eggs cracked in the bread, plus your choice of meat, smothered in sausage gravy. Okay, I'm drooling. BYO.
Build your own.
Build your own. Pressed egg sandwich. You can get turkey, ham, sausage, or bacon, cheese, one cheese, provolone, cheddar, or Swiss.
You haven't even had your martini yet.
I know. And then build your own one-eyed Wong.
One-eyed what?
One-eyed Wong.
One-eyed Wong.
Egg cracked in the bread, plus choice of your meat, the cheese, veggies, and one hollandaise or vinaigrette. And there's all kinds of, yummy side items, cheese grits right at the top. Grits of the day. What are some of the grits of the day?
Grits of the day. We do loaded baked potato when we have our broken potato patties.
Awesome.
Chop them up a little bit, add sour cream, chives, bacon, and cheese. It's amazing.
Wow.
So what is a potato Napoleon?
That's what we were just talking about.
We were? Sorry.
Yeah, it's
that
okay.
Like the latkes? Potato, yeah.
Potato patty.
Yes.
Two patties. That's a Napoleon.
Put some egg, bacon,
yeah.
Sun-dried tomatoes, whatever you like.
It's a have it your way. Right?
Exactly.
So we can't say that because Burger King might sue.
Oh my gosh, my kids. When I say my kids, my employees, I go, it's better than Burger King, you can have it your way. And they look at me like, what are you talking about?
Oh, right, because that's an old one, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it's very
an old.
One. Totally showed my age with that one. That's so funny.
So, Pom Poms, Tea House, and?
Sandwicheria.
Very good.
Sandwicheria. There we go. Finally got it right. It's 2950 Central Avenue. That's towards the end of the Grand Central District.
Right.
The website is pompomsstpete.com.
And they have a parking lot.
Yes.
Lots of parking.
We have lots of parking.
Which is a good thing to have up that way.
Yeah. We have a lot of ladies that come in and have little like afternoon tea, but they eat sandwiches and stuff. We don't have a high tea or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you come in after two or three and you just want to spend some time when it's not a lunch rush, we have that. And we also have a small private room that holds about 13 people.
Nice. And you have outdoor seating and you're pet friendly.
Very pet friendly. Mm-hmm. We've had iguanas, cats, dogs.
Iguanas.
Really.
How about goldfish?
No goldfish.
We can bring Leo and Lola when we go.
Yeah.
We've even had a werepup.
A what pup?
A werewolf pup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on. The pictures are on the Facebook page.
I have to check
page.
That out. That's so funny.
But not surprising for St. Pete.
No, it's not surprising.
No, not at all.
Tom Woodard from Pom Poms, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will be right back.
This is Chris Walker, and you're listening to St. Pete Foodies Podcast.
Have you checked out the new seafood place on Beach Drive yet? You know, Altomare Fish Bar? It's not the standard type of seafood place around here. They fly in fresh stuff from all over the world, and it's not a Florida-themed joint. It's an elegant, European-inspired menu, but it's not pretentious or overpriced. Here's what some Yelpers had to say. The food was outstanding, the service was excellent. We went the small plates route, sharing four. Light, fresh, sweet, sour, and savory touches balancing nicely on each plate. Every dish was splendid. We'll go back for sure. My group especially liked the crab arancini and scallops with corn salsa. However, I do not eat seafood. There were plenty of options for me. The lemon chicken was very good, and the cheese phyllo underneath was to die for. Salt and vinegar french fries are my new favorite fry. They come with the lobster roll, which my friend really enjoyed as there was light mayo and big lobster chunks. Another one says, we opted to share several small plates rather than getting full entrees. A dozen raw West Coast, great. Marrow top with tuna tartare, great. Cobia collar, great. Beef carpaccio, great. And octopus, great. I guess everything was great. The recommended wine was good and paired well with seafood. The flavors were delicious and the service was prompt. Check out Altomare Fish Bar at 300 Beach Drive in downtown St. Petersburg. They are open every day at 4 p.m.
Welcome back to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. Our music segment, which showcases local artists, is brought to you by One Step Media and Kate Reuter. One Step Media provides management, marketing, and booking services to independent artists, and Kate herself is also a singer-songwriter. Today, our musical guests are Amber Lynn Nicole and Jaleesa. They are both local St. Pete musical artists that collaborated on a song specifically about St. Pete.
I'll interview Amber Lynn and Jaleesa about the music after we do the Fast Five Foodies questions and food talk. Welcome to the show, Amber and Jaleesa. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Are you ready for the Fast Five Foodies questions?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your favorite food?
It's a throw up between like tacos. That sounds horrible.
Throw up. I like to eat my tacos and I throw them up.
Tacos and spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
Uh-huh. Okay. I like both those. How about you, Jaleesa?
And I love chicken parmesan, and it would be a throw up as well between that and pepper shrimp crab cake.
Okay. Pepper shrimp crab cake.
Oh,
cool.
My God. That sounds
so
good.
So there's crab and shrimp?
Yes. And there's like a lump of crab meat on top drizzled with honey mustard.
What is your least favorite food?
I hate ketchup. Like, I hate it.
I don't understand.
And I don't know why people just can't remember that. In my family, like, I've been here for 33 years now, almost, and you don't know I don't like ketchup?
Yeah, wow. We know we don't have to worry about you putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Ew, I hate hot dogs, too.
Oh, gross. You don't? Oh, okay.
I definitely ate one with mustard before I came.
Ew. Yeah.
Awesome. So we definitely don't have to worry about it with you, Amber. And Jaleesa, what is your least favorite food?
coconut, shredded coconut.
What?
I can't have it.
Lori, same thing. She's not here for this interview right now, but she would be agreeing with you wholeheartedly. Yeah.
I love coconut.
Amber, what is your favorite restaurant in St. Pete?
I'm a big fan of Bavaro's,
mm-hmm.
but I don't eat off of their menu. Like, I have my own thing that I order.
The special thing.
So I just get the pizza dough, and then I order the meatball appetizer, and then like the caprese salad with the mm-hmm. mozzarella and basil, and make my own creation.
Okay. Well, there might be some other people trying to do it now that you said it on the show.
It's really good.
Okay. So get ready, Bavaro's. You're going to get a bunch of orders for those now. And Jaleesa, going back to the second item you mentioned, what was your favorite food, the shrimp crab cake?
Favorite food or favorite restaurant?
Well, is there a restaurant that you get that at?
Yes, it's in Cape May, New Jersey. It's called Tisha's Fine Dining.
Okay, so it's not here.
No, it's not in St. Petersburg, but it needs to be.
Yeah, so maybe any restaurant listeners out there, somebody make that, would you? And what is your favorite restaurant?
I have two. It's Fresco's because I love their burger. They have the best burger in St. Petersburg.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
And Angelo's. I go to Angelo's probably like 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. When do you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say Fresco's has amazing like salmon salad too.
Yeah.
I
want
okay. The salmon salad. That's my
all right.
Jam.
So I'll have to make notes on that. I'll have to try those. When do you go to
Angelo's?
Angelo's.
Well, it depends upon season because you have the baseball season where. We're Eagles fans in my household, so all of football season we're there. I have a 4-year-old or 5-year-old. We get a booth. I bring the blanket and the pillow, and we're posted up. But normally, like out of season, football season, Friday, Saturday, and a Wednesday or Tuesday or both, depending on.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Saturday.
Yeah, she wants to go every night.
I was just asking because the only times I've ever been there have been like either like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Right, right. Yeah. I actually was there around that time last Thursday. Okay. I went out for whatever. Yeah, they have happy hour at Angelo's. Like on the weekends, it's from 10 to 10, 12 hours. It's crazy.
Okay.
Probably the only place in St. Pete who has happy hour on a weekend for 12 hours. Wow. And then on a weekday, they have happy hour from 4 to 10.
Wow, that's awesome.
Happy day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, question number 4, salt or pepper?
Both.
Both, okay. You're allowed to say both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
I'm going with salt.
Salt, okay, cool. And Amber, can you cook?
No, my husband does all the cooking. I can make tacos and spaghetti, luckily, because those are my favorite foods.
Okay.
But other than that, I can make an egg.
Okay, that's cool, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but I am glad that you said no, because a couple weeks ago, Jesse Byers was on, and I asked if he could cook, and he said yes. And then I asked him what he cooks, and he said avocado toast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So he should have really said no.
That's right.
Better than I could do, probably.
And Jaleesa, can you cook?
Yes, I can cook. My mother would probably say no, that I can't cook, only because she likes to over-season all of her food. But I cook to my liking, and I really, I like a lot of my meals baked or pan-seared. Rather than fried. But my latest thing is like I'm trying to like master the perfection of a ribeye steak. Like how long do you cook it on each side? A little brown but not bloody. And if it's bloody,
so
is the fat good?
Like touch it to see if it's alive kind of thing?
No, I just look at you can tell. And it depends like how high you're cooking it on, like your heat and what you're cooking it. Like how are you cooking it? Are you cooking it with Teflon, stainless steel, or a cast iron, which is the best pot to cook in?
I agree with you 100%.
Right.
I think the cast iron skillet has been forgotten by too many people.
It's crazy.
So my mom does the cast iron and it kind of freaks me out because I feel like it never gets cleaned. Like she just wipes it out and she calls it, it's seasoned. It's seasoned.
It
really
is.
Nice right now. And it's like, that's gross.
Ew, gross.
my biggest pet peeve is to eat someone's cooking and I can taste the dish soap. Like I freak out. Like the meal's gone.
How about like the past stuff they cooked?
No, it's fine. Cause all you gotta do, she's right. You just get a rag and you wipe it out. Cause when you like put water and soap on it, what is that word called?
It breaks it all down and
breaks the materials down and it's more rusty. I forget the term, but
yeah, you know, we used to, earlier on in the podcast, we used to have a segment where Lori and I would have a conversation on a topic, something like that. That would be a great one for a conversational topic. So maybe we'll have to schedule one of those and have the two of you back for that. I kind of fall in the middle. You know, I do wash my cast iron skillet, but I will put some mineral oil on it to keep it seasoned that way.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Yeah. So,
compromise. But you wash it with like soap, dish soap, or
I, do, you know, it depends what I, you know, if it's really a mess, I have to clean it. I'm just too OCD.
I just learned that you can use vinegar instead of soap on like everything.
All right, you guys are like a wealth of knowledge here. You know, our last podcast, we had two people from a band on, and they knew like so much stuff about food. It's not usually the case in the music segment, so
we gotta eat.
Yes. So very
I'm
impressive.
Eating from the door, like, because you drink, right? So you have to eat first.
I thought we were going to come here and sample food today.
You did.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Are you really hungry right now?
Well, I did eat a taco before. Okay, sure.
Maybe that could be like one, like an addition. You know,
right?
Sample. I would love that.
If you guys were on the previous episode,
okay.
That one, we have a monthly recipe where Abby comes in and she makes us food and we eat and we talk about it on the podcast.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So sorry that you were disappointed and hungry.
No,
we're not disappointed. Okay, it's great. Okay. It's good.
So I didn't have that expectation.
Okay, good. Good thing. So when we started the podcast in the beginning, we knew we wanted to have a music segment and we knew we wanted it to always be local musicians.
Right.
And you guys today are really hitting the nail on the head because not only do we have that, but we have a song about St. Pete.
We do.
And anybody listening, you're going to love this. Anybody that lives in St. Pete has to know this song. I have to admit, I just heard it today for the first
time. It's all right. It's all right.
But I instantly loved it, and I played it like three times in a row, and I wanted to keep playing
it. It's a banger. Yeah, it's a banger.
Yeah.
It's still going to grow.
So the song is Southside St. Pete.
Southside St. Pete.
And I was going to say it's a really cool hip-hop song, but Amber, you corrected me. You said it's hip-pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is cool. So,
Jaleesa, what do you think it is?
It's hip-hop, like you said.
Hip-hop.
Okay. Hip-hop and rock, because we got Dr. Connor on the bass.
Yeah, Dr. Connor over at USF St. Pete. Yeah. What's up, Dr. Connor?
Shout out to Dr. Trey Connor.
Yes.
On the Tasty Licks.
The Tasty Licks, yeah. I wanted to put Tasty Licks on the music video. I wanted to write Tasty Licks by Dr. Connor, but he was my professor, and Jaleesa thought it very inappropriate.
It was.
But then I told him, and he was like, that would have been fine.
So I'm glad you mentioned the video. There's a really cool YouTube video for the song, and we will have that linked up on the on our page. Nice. On St. Petersburg Foodies.
Thank you.
So everyone can see that as well. Some of the lyrics in there, you could talk about there's three bridges across the Tampa Bay.
Howard Franklin,
and a skyway.
Candy.
And a skyway, yeah.
Courtney Kemble Causeway.
Right.
And a skyway.
That's awesome.
Hey.
That's awesome. I love that you guys are doing that. I asked people to do that before and they wouldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll sing all day.
Okay, right. You're awesome. You're going to be every music
singer. Best of the Bay. Is it the brown pelican or the osprey?
And I also like, it doesn't matter if it's winter or summer, go to the beach and get you a lover.
Yeah.
Get you a lover.
Awesome.
So before we play the song, is there anything else that we need to say about it? Oh, we also want to talk. You have some dates coming up.
I have some shows coming up. I got Ricky T's on Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m., and that is in Treasure Island Beach. I have Caddy's downtown St. Pete from 3 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, 6-2 and 6-9. And then I'll be at Vino Simpatico on 6-8 from 7 to 10 and Irish 31 in Seminole from 6 to 10 on 6-20.
Yeah,
that is awesome. And we can find you on Facebook at Amber Lynn Nicole.
Yes.
And that's Amber Lynn and then Nicole, N-I-C-O-L. No H, no E. So
yeah,
put it in there.
That's so perfect that you said that. That's how I say it.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so, so we will have that on the website, the link for that as well.
Beachdaymusic.com.
Is that one too?
Beachdaymusic.com.
Beachdaymusic.com.
That's her website.
Okay, cool. I'll put that on there too.
And then Jaleesa.
Yeah, well, my last show was on 420. It's funny you mentioned 620. That's your last show. My last show was on 420 at If I Brewed the World, which is a brewery on First Avenue South. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kevin. And I think my next show and my last show of the summer here in St. Petersburg will be at Three Daughters Brewery. I think we're going to brew that up soon in a couple weeks. And my Instagram is at jblackpoetry92. You heard.
She is amazing. And y'all got to check out Jaleesa's mixtape too.
Mission Self Journey, Volume 1, which was engineered and recorded in Jersey Girl Music Studios in Coquina Key, founded by the CEO, Amberlynn Nicole.
Awesome. You heard me. I'm going to take your lines. You heard me.
That's New Orleans. That's not me. That's all New
That's
Orleans.
That's awesome. I love you, too.
Oh, we love you.
We love you back.
Amberlynn and Jaleesa, thank you so much for coming on the show. And
thank you.
Here we are with Southside St. Pete.
I tried to make it on the New York streets. I moved to Nashville, but I missed the heat. There are three bridges across the Tampa Bay.
Howard Franklin, Gandy, Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Forever young, cause I got big dreams.
Bigger than the stars.
Sometimes I'm sad, but I love.
Southside St. Pete.
Ooh, ooh. In the neighborhood. Southside St. Pete. Ooh, ooh. We just feeling good. It doesn't matter if it's winter or summer. Go to the beach and get you a lover.
Southside. city, cause my city is good.
Comments from last week's show. Lori Werner put a big heart. Jenny Murray said, love it. And Stephen Schrutt teased Chef Talk for not making it to the podcast. In other happenings, we were just at the friends and family for Sofia's Cucina e Enoteca, and it was amazing. It was the best lasagna and swordfish I've ever had. They open this week, Thursday, May 23rd. They are on the 2400 block of Central Ave, and we will have a full review on the website for Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning. And the owners of Sofia's happen to be Kelly and Alex Rodriguez. They are also the owners of Lolita's Wine Market, and they were on the podcast for episode 34 last month, just a few weeks ago. Other new items on St. Petersburg Foodies include a top 20 for 2019 of the best casual dining restaurants in St. Petersburg, Florida. And we also just published the 10 best mac and cheese in St. Pete for 2019. And something I forgot to mention from a couple weeks ago is that Creative Loafing did a top 25 must-follow Tampa Bay Instagram accounts, and we were one of them. On Instagram, you can find us as St. Pete Foodies, all one word, and just look for the stylized F from our logo because there's a whole bunch of other iterations of St. Pete Foodies on Instagram. Next week on the podcast, we have David Benstock and Ronald Randall from Il Ritorno. You can email us at lunchbox@stpetersburgfoodies.com. If you want to listen to us on the go, we are on all of the podcast apps out there, most notably Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM. You can also listen to us on your voice-activated home assistant, such as Apple HomePod, Amazon Echo, and Google Home.
This is Eric.
And this is Tanner from Pacific Counter.
And you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Tom Woodard.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Booyah Ramen,
Anata Restaurant and Wine Bar,
and their sister restaurant, Altomare Fish Bar,
and Engine Number 9, where you can get some of the best burgers in St. Pete.
Our announcer is Candace Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News, and our intro music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
If you're listening to us on iTunes or any other podcast app, please give us a rating, and also remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
What's that?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Rice, raw fish, and seaweed.
You won't accept a guy's tongue in your mouth and you're gonna eat that?
Can I eat?
I don't know. Give it a try.